Ecco, plan ahead. Muslim Youth Project will be holding their annual retreat in September. This is ideal for high school and early college students. Details are posted on the bulletin board by the main office. Weekly class with Sheikh Shahed is now in session from 10:45 a.m. till 12 noon. The course looks closely at the life and events of the Sirah. This Sunday, Sheikh Shahed will be discussing the Battle of Badr. Tafsir this Sunday with Dr. Siddiqui, he will be discussing Surat Al-Baqarah. This Sunday, March 8th, here at ISOC, our hardworking seniors will be holding a talk with guest speaker psychiatrist Sister Sultana Ikramullah. She will be offering tips on how we can improve and maintain the quality of our lives during our senior years. Plan to be here by 10 a.m. in the upstairs masjid classroom. Saturday, April 4th, ISOC will be hosting the Festival of Books. This all-day event will feature a wide selection of Islamic books and will give us an opportunity to meet American Muslim authors. Purchase your tickets today. This will help us to make better arrangements and convenience. ISOC has a job vacancy for a Ramadan coordinator. This is a temporary 90-day position. Details are posted on the bulletin boards by the ISOC offices. Interested persons can email to jobs@isocmasjid.org. Once again, we are reminding the community to be mindful of the items they drop off at Great Finds, our thrift store. Please do not drop off junk items. This is not in keeping with the spirit of charitable giving. For updated information on classes and events at ISOC, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Even if you are not a big fan of social media, please make an effort to follow ISOC and encourage family and friends to get involved. We welcome Access California. They offer many social and services this Sunday. They will be showing the movie One Night in Al-Aqsa at the AMC Theater, City Drive in Orange. Please visit the booths outside for more information. Tonight, MYG invites youth to come along and ask Sheikh Shahed questions they may have about Islamic topics. MYG will be serving tacos. Plan to be here for Isha prayer at 7:45. Please welcome our interfaith guests today, Pastor Ed Trenner and his students from Indiana and students from Redlands University. They have made a special effort to come here to learn more about Islam. And finally, this is the last Friday to get your year's supply of Girl Scout cookies. Stop by their booth outside and support our hardworking Girl Scouts. Remember that daylight saving time begins from early Sunday morning. Turn your clocks 1 hour forward before you go to sleep Saturday night. We will be praying Salatul Janazah for two of our community members. ISOC welcomes OCS teacher and guest khatib, Brother Ahmed Al-Mutawa.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وخليله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين صلواتك اللهم ربي وسلامك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وصحبه الغر الميامين والتابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعنا معهم بفضلك وكرمك ومنك ورحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين ويا رب العالمين إن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وما قل وكفى خير مما كثر وألهى وما أنتم بمعجزين في الأرض أما بعد In the name of Allah, most graceful, most merciful, I bear witness there is no God worthy of worship except Allah, the Almighty. I bear witness that Allah sent Muhammad to be the final and the seal of her prophets. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all the prophets and the messengers sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from Adam alayhi salam to Nuh alayhi salam to Ibrahim alayhi salam to Musa alayhi salam to Isa alayhi salam to the final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah's peace and blessing be upon the household of Muhammad and the wives of Muhammad and the companions of Muhammad. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this beautiful gathering to make us among the followers of Muhammad. Say Ameen. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those people who will be resurrected in the day of judgment with Muhammad. Say Ameen. Brothers and sisters, it's not a secret what's going on in the world around us. Nowadays, we live in something which we call a small village because the globe and humanity become very small village with the technologies and everything that we see around us. So it became so easy that we find out what's happening in China, or we find out what's happening in India, or Arabia, or South America. And this technology added to the anxiety and fear of people. Nowadays, people are panicking. People are so scared, small virus cannot be seen in naked eye, called coronavirus. People are so scared and worried of what's gonna happen to them. Some people are canceling a plan of traveling. Some people are worried of what's going to happen to them in their own houses. So if you have been to Sam's Clubs or Costco, what happened? The shelves are emptied from the bottles of water. Actually, if you go to Costco, they made it only one case per family or per person that you can buy. It's normal because
as a human, we have two things that affect us in a negative way sometimes. What Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described as al-ham and al-hazan. The ham, which Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us in a beautiful dua to seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the ham and hazan, the ham is something that's going to be happening in the future and we're scared of. And there is a famous Arabic saying, it goes like this, "An-nasu a'da'un lima jahilu." People are enemies of the unknown, of the things that they don't know. So imagine if something that's even so scary, but we haven't felt it. How we will be? We'll be so scared. We'll be panicking. And Prophet Muhammad also, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked us to seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the hazan. The hasan is the sadness, that something that happened in the past, but we made us so disappointed, made us so sad that we regret that it happened. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked us to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we make the dua to seek his help. He say, "Oh Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-hazan." Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from grief and sadness, and from weakness and laziness, wal-ajzi wal-kasal, or from the excessive desire of money, and from cowardness, and from being overwhelmed by death, overcome by death, and being overcome by men. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave us this hadith to be able to face anxiety and fear, because fear is something helpful. When I'm fearful of something, I'll protect myself, I'll be more careful. But fear can move to be anxiety, and fear can be in control of myself. And as a human being, we build different structures. We have something what we call our body, the physical structure. And we have something in our mind, our brain, which we call mental, intellectual structure. But also, add to that, every single human has something called the spiritual structure. And these three structures get together to help each other to form the human that we have right now. So every one of us made a physical structure, mental, intellectual structure, and also made of spiritual structure. How can we deal? How can our structures help us to deal with fear? And we don't let our fear to become anxiety. Because if your fear become anxiety and led you to have the multiple thoughts of if you're scared of your life and you don't know what to do and how to act, you must and you better see some counseling that can help you. But before your fear become into anxiety, how can you handle yourself? What are the solutions to help us to deal with the fears around us? Because every single one of us are affected by the news. Add to that also, we're not only just affected by the news, but every single one of us has a story in their life that's hurt us, that makes us feel sad, makes us feel worry. How can we deal with that so we don't let fear take over our lives and control ourselves? First of all, that we need to know that we are here in this life and we're going to be tested. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described this when he said, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, surely we will test you with something of fear, something of hunger, and a loss of wealth, lives, and fruits. But the answer, the second thing that we need to do, it's in the same ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking at our reaction to the test and the trials that he put us in. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he finished the ayah, this verse, by saying, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, and give like la tidings to those people who are patient. Those people who have patience, give them the glad tidings, give them the news. In this life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the human, he said, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ, that we are created in hardship, and we will go through hardship. How can we handle this hardship? And if I ask you, and if you have a children, and you have a baby, or young, someone like me who has a baby 1 month old, how can I protect my son from hardship? Is I feed him, protect him, carry him, right? And this is the physical structure. I'm helping this baby to be protected, to his physical structure to be protected. But I should continue to protect him, to protect his mental structure, to protect his spiritual structure, by telling him and making sure that we know as a human that we will be tested. What happened in our test? When we are tested, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah the Almighty, he wants us to see how we're going to react. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described it very well when he said in Surah Tabarak alladhi biyadihi al-mulk wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir, الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created death and life to test us. أيكم أحسن عملا? Who has the better deeds? Who would act better? Who will use the test that we're in to be successful in the hereafter? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the best example, who's Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he was tested time after time. And every time Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tested, he was successful in his test. Why is that? Because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and made Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala his protector and his sufficient. The question, in order for us to be protected, to protect our spiritual structure, we need to be close to who? To Allah, so we can be protected. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Surah Yunus, he talked about those people who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he said, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Indeed, those allies of Allah, those friends of Allah, those close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not have fear, will not fear, and will not grieve. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the term awliya, which comes from the root in Arabic wali. Wali is someone close, someone near. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, be close to me, be my friend, be near to me, and what's going to happen to you? You will not fear. You will not grieve, even if you get in difficulty. Because you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala next to you. You know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is close to you. What are the characteristics of those awliyaullah? Awliyaullah is not those people, sometimes we imagine that they sit in the masjid and they read Quran and do adhkar all day long and they do nothing else. Those are not the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, that's something good. But it's not this to be a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a hadith Qudsi, Abu Huraira narrated that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated a hadith from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to tell us who is the wali. And the beginning of the hadith is so powerful. I've seen it, one of the most powerful hadith I've seen in my life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, من عادى لي وليا فقد آذنته بالحرب. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, whoever harms my awliya, my close people, my friends, Allah will declare war into them. And what happened when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared war into those people who trying to harm his awliya? That means his awliya will not be defeated. His awliya will not be humiliated. His awliya won't lose because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with them. Oh Allah, tell us, how can we be among your awliya? You said you will protect and you will defend and you will fight for your awliya. But how can we be those awliya who are those close to you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues this in the hadith when he goes, وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ بِعَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبُّ مِمَّ افْتَرَضْتُهُ عَلَيْهِ. He said, the best thing to get close to me is to build your foundation, your spiritual foundation on the fara'ib, on the obligation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it obligatory on you. We have the five prayers. We have fasting Ramadan. We have the hajj. We have the zakah. This is our foundation of our deen. And this is the foundation of our spiritual structure to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that way. And then we build the foundation. We lay the foundation. And our foundation is strong by continuing doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made obligation on us. How can we get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because the foundation usually in the bottom that holds the building, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, he continues the hadith and he says, وَمَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلْ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهِ. It's like my servant will keep getting close to me by doing nawafil, doing sunan, this doing things that I like, but not obligatory on him. Following the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When it comes to the fara'id, the scholars, they tell us the fara'id are limited. You cannot pray more than 4 rak'ahs in dhuhr. You cannot pray more than 3 rak'ahs in maghrib. But the sunnah are open door to do a lot of goodness. So if I want to build my spiritual structure, I need to build the foundation of the fara'id, then I go in the sunan and nawafil and build that building. And the higher I go, guess what? The closest you get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The higher your spiritual building, your spiritual structure, the closer you get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then what happened when you get too close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَمَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ. My servant keep getting close to me and close to me and close to me. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says something so beautiful. He defined the relationship that we should have with him, Allah the Almighty. He said, حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ, until I love him or her. So your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you continue in getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah the Almighty will love you. And then, okay, Allah loves us and we love him, right? What's going to happen after that? What kind of relationship we will have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah continues to explain to us how the love of him will be manifested in what we do, in our daily lives. How will our daily life will look when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us? Because we have in the famous hadith from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love someone. And he will call the elite of the angels and we say, be my witness that I love so and so. So those angels will go and make a call among all the angels in the lower heavens and they would say, Allah loves so and so, so love him or love her. Then one of the angels will call upon the people on earth and would say, Allah the Almighty at his throne loves so and so, so love him or her. And then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, فَيُجْعَلُ لَهُ الْقَبُولُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Then he will be accepted. That people would love him looking at him. That's actually the hadith Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam says something so beautiful. He says, those awliya close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the allies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you see them, they remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you see them, they remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put acceptance for them on earth. But now, I want to protect myself, and I'm getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves me. The manifestation of this love in the following. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتَ. And when, if I love someone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying like this, or when I love someone, كُنْتُ سَمْعَهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ. I'll be the hearing of that person. وَبَصَرَهُ الَّذِي يُبْصِرُ بِهِ. And I'll be the sight of that person. وَكُنْتُ وَيَدَهُ الَّتِي يَبْطِشُ بِهَا. And I'll be with his hand when he does something. وَرِجْلَهُ الَّتِي يَمْشِ بِهَا. And I'll be walking with him. Dear brothers and sisters, imagine this, that you see of the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you don't need any glasses. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will plan your life and leave it for him to be planned. That's when you're close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These four things, be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be with you when you hear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be, you will see with the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be with you when you do something. He will be with you when you walk somewhere. What do we call that? The scholars, they call that ma'iyatullahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you. And whomever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with, no one can harm. Whomever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with, no one can defeat. Whomever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with, no one can humiliate. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the protector. Is that it? Is it over? Is it done? No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us then, وَإِن سَأَلَنِي لَأُعْطِيَنَّهُ وَلَإِن اسْتَعَاذَنِي لَأُعِيذَنَّهُ. And if he asks me or she asks me whatever they want, I will answer them. And if they seek refuge in me, I will protect them. I'll be their shelter. Dear brothers and sisters, I think most of our problems that we want the shelter of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from all evil on earth. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us, then nothing can harm us. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer all the things that we want. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Dear brothers and sisters, we are facing some sadness in our lives, and we are facing some difficulties in our life of not knowing what's going to happen to us in the future. And this normal characteristics of a human being. But we cannot let the fear and let the sadness take over our lives. The more we are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more we can keep building into our spiritual structure, and our spiritual structure will help our physical structure and will help our mental structure to continue to be able to live on earth and to be able to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us in a very beautiful hadith narrated by Abu Huraira about those awliya, those friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what's going to happen to them in the day of judgment. Now we talk about what's going to happen to them on this earth, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect them. But what's going to happen to them in the hereafter? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Inna min ibadillahi ibadan yaghbituhum al-anbiya wa shuhada." That among the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, among the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some that are envied by the prophets and the shuhada. In the day of judgment, imagine that you come, and who wants to be in your place? The anbiya, the prophets, and the shuhada. The sahaba, companion of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, "Ya Rasulullah, who are those people? We wish to love them, we wish to be with them. Who are those people that they go on the day of judgment and the prophets want to be in their spots and their places?" Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Hum qawmun tahabu fi Allahi min ghayri amwali wala ansab." Those are people who love each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not for the sake of anything else, but other than loving each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They'll come in day of judgment, wujuhuhum nurun ala manabiri min nur. They will be in the day of judgment lightened and sitting on light. Like if you see them, they're so bright, they're so lightened. La yakhafuna idha khafa an-nas wa la yahzanuna idha hazina an-nas. They don't fear when everybody around them, when all people are fearing, and they're not sad when everybody around them is sad. Then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he described them and he said, "Ala inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun." Indeed, those close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are allied with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they don't fear and they don't grieve. And this is in this life and inshallah in the day of judgment. Dear brothers and sisters, it doesn't mean that we don't take the reasons and the causes of being healthy. It doesn't mean that we don't take the reason of protecting ourselves. Our masjid, mashallah, helped us to make sure that we have enough hand sanitizers so we clean our hands. And we can stay from maybe this week, maybe next week, the week after, from hugging each other or from shaking hands. Just because of what's going on right now. Maybe if you're sick, you don't have to come to the masjid. Stay home until you feel better. This is our all things that we have to take care and count. Because relying on Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, does not mean you do whatever you want thinking nothing's going to happen to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also told us to be relying on Him. At the same time, we take the asbab, the causes of things. When a man came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a camel, with a she camel, holding the camel. He said, "Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, do I leave the camel and rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the she camel would not go anywhere? Or I tie the she camel and then I go?" Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "I'qilha wa tawakkal." Tie the camel and then continue doing what you're supposed to do. We have to take the causes that makes us be safe, makes us to be healthy. We cannot just say, "Okay, I want to be a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that would help me." Of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the same time, He's asking you to follow what you're supposed to do as a human. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأزواجنا ولذرياتنا ولأبنائنا ولبناتنا ولأهلينا ولأصحابنا ولطلبتنا ولمعلمينا ولمن أوصانا واستوصانا بدعاء الخير ولمن له حق علينا. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن والعجز والكسل والبخل والجبن وضلعت الدين وغالبة الرجال. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وتب علينا وتجاوز عنا. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر دين انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم يا رب العالمين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه على آلائه ونعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
حق لا إله إلا الله.